and he blessed him, and he said. So he is pronouncing. He's not talking about what he will do or what he shall do. He is pronouncing that Abram be blessed. Now listen very carefully. We see Abraham being established in God's plan and purpose. He went out to battle against the kings who had taken his brother's son, Lot, captive. And he defeated the kings. And of course, in that day, whoever won the battle got the spoils of the battle. And so he won the great spoils. And as he returned from the battle front, Abram met Melchizedek, king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God. And when he met Melchizedek, he took the tithe of the spoils, he gave it to the high priest, and at the same time, simultaneously, Melchizedek conferred upon Abraham the blessing and pronounced Abraham the blessed one, possessor of heaven and earth. Now remember, the Lord had only promised to bless Abraham when he was called in Genesis chapter 12. He had the promise of being blessed. You and I have on our lap 66 books of promise. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you got the promise. I'm glad Abraham got the promise, but I want to be established in that promise. And what we see in Genesis 14, we see that God now pronounces Abraham blessed. When? When did he pronounce him blessed? When he paid his tithes. When he paid his tithes, he was pronounced blessed. Now, it was only when Abram had paid the tithe that the other aspects of his blessings began to appear. Now, let's again give a quick definition for tithing, because I'm getting ready to say some things. Tithing is a systematic release of a tenth of all of your increase to God. The tithe means one-tenth or 10%. Now, God has made it clear that tithing is not giving. It is a special portion of your increase which God has reserved for himself. He tells us in Leviticus 27 and 30 that the tithe belongs to the Lord and it is holy because it belongs to the Lord. Now, listen to this carefully. This portion does not belong to you. It belongs to God and must be given personally to him as soon as your increase comes in. It is not yours to give. Therefore, it does not constitute a part of your giving program. Somebody say, what'd you say? What'd you say? Say that again. You cannot consider yourself a sower until you first of all have been established as a tither. Because a lot of people want to say, I'm going to get a harvest back because I'm a tither. No. Tithing is not a part of your giving program. Tithing is a part of your blessing program. You see, you get a person that turns the light switch on and off, if he's going to get lights when he turns it on, it's because the power bill has been paid. So likewise, if you want to activate the promises that have been given to you, and if you want to be established in the promises of God, you got to pay the power bill. And tithing is returning to God what already belongs to him. Tithing is what empowers you in and establishes you within the promises and the blessings. So if you're not bringing the tithe to your high priest, just like Abraham bought it into Melchizedek and received the blessing, if you don't bring your tithe to your high priest, Jesus, made after the order of Melchizedek, once you bring your high priest the tithe, he releases the empowerment for the promises to begin to operate in your life. So if healing is not operating and you are not a tither, then the reason why healing is not operating is the same reason why lights are not coming on when you put the switch up. The power bill hadn't been paid.
Well, I just don't know about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can have all the promises memorized. You can confess all the promises. You can shout about all the promises. But let me guarantee you this one thing. None of those promises will activate until somebody, meaning you, will bring the tithe to receive the empowerment. You want the lights on? Pay the power bill. You want the blessing? Present the tithe.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, but get your butt out the way and pay the power bill.
So when you are calculating the harvest that should come from your giving, you calculate this way. Because I have given my tithe to my high priest, I am now empowered to sow my seed. I am now empowered to give a sacrificial offering. I am now empowered to give over the tenth. In other words, my harvest comes as a result of my empowerment through the tithe that I have given to my high priest. And I give to my high priest because I love him. I give to my high priest not because I got to give, but because I get to give. Well, I don't think you have to give your tithe. Oh, honey, I get to give my tithe. I get to present my tithe to my high priest and receive the blessing on my life. So when I walk out my house that day, no matter what the devil wants to throw at me, he might as well quit because the power bill has been paid. So the practice of tithing had existed before the law was given to Moses. Jacob practiced it, and God told Jacob that he would be blessed, but then Jacob didn't get established in that blessing until he made a vow to tithe at Bethel. Go to Genesis chapter 28. Somebody shout, I believe.
I believe.
Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 28, verse 18. Look at verse 18. He says, and Jacob rose up early in the morning. That's a Hebrew phrase for a new beginning. And he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for the pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a what? Vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in his this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set forth for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Now the Amplified says this, and this stone which I have set up as a pillar, monument, shall be God's house, a sacred place to me, and of all the increase of possessions that you give me, I will give the tenth to you. And so what I want you to see here is that I'm sure Jacob, in his characteristic usurping way, had been withholding the tithe. But when he made a vow to be serious about this, God took him and planted him in his blessings when he made the vow. You know, after the service, you're going to get the opportunity to sign your name to a promise to tithe. You know, after the service, you're going to get the opportunity to sign your name to a promise to tithe. You know, after the service, you're going to get the opportunity to sign your name to a promise to tithe. And I believe when you do that, that God is going to go ahead of even your first action of tithing, and he's going to honor you right at that point of making that signature, right at that point of making that covenant, right at that point of making that vow. And I'm telling you, the power is going to be turned on around your life, and things that were not working will start working. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.